Yom Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yom Bavli, Daf Chav Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis, on the base of the second Mishnah. Talmid Kora Be'etisha, Be'asora, Be'achadasa, Be'shneimasa, Be'pachos L'yeser. The Talmid is offered through 9 Kohanim, or 10, or 11, or 12. It's never less than 9, and never more than 12. It's Ad Atzmai Be'etisha, Be'chag, Be'yad Echad Suche Shamayim, Ho'yasora, Ben Arbayim, Now this, it itself is offered through 9. During Sukkot, one holds in his hand a flask of water, so there are 10. In the afternoon, there are 11. It itself through 9. And two have in their hands two logs. On Shabbos there are 11, itself through 9, and 2 have in their hands 2 spoons of levoina or lechem upon him. On Shabbos of Sukkot, 1 holds in his hand a flask of water. Ayel kov be'echad asa, habasa b'chamisha, hakavayim b'asilis, ayayin, shnayim, shnayim. The ram is offered through 11, 5 offer the meat, like for the tomid in Mishnah base we had, and 2 each carry the innards, flour, and wine. Parakov be'esim va'arba ha'rosh, should say va'regel ha'rosh, be'echa va'regel b'shnayim, ha'ukutz, should say va'regel ha'ukutz b'shnayim, ha'regel b'shnayim, ha'chazer va'gera, ha'chazer be'echa va'gera b'gimel, shtei yodos b'shnayim, shtei defonos b'shnayim, ha'kovayim v'asulis v'ayayin b'shleisha shleisha. A bull is offered through 24, the head and the right hind leg. One carries the head and 2 carry the leg. The rump and the left hind leg, 2 carry the rump and 2 carry the leg. The chest and the neck, 1 carries the chest and 3 carry the neck. 2 carry the 2 forelegs, 2 carry the 2 flanks, and the innards, flour and wine, are through 3 each. The Medrash Amorim, the Karbonos Sibur, the Karbonos HaYochid, and Matzalat Kriv, Makriv. What is this discussing? It's for public Karbonos, but for private Karbonos, if a Kohen wants to offer all by himself, he offers. Shitam, Vinituchem, Shal Elu, Ve'elu, Shoveh. The flaying and dissection of these and these, the Karbonos Sibur and the Karbonos Yochid, are the same as even a non-Kohen may do them. And the Gemara says, you should say, Yomim, Yochol, Meya, Yochol, Masayim. The Gemara says a suggestion. It says, in Vayikra Pek, Tethra, Pazuk, Chofei, Zoiv, Doma, Yomim, Rabim. A blood flows for Yomim, Rabim. Perhaps Yomim means 100 or 200. Amri Kiva, Kol Shishmoy, Meruba, Ushmoy, Memuot, Tafastam hamurba, lo tafasta tafastam esamur, memuat tafasta. Rabbi Akiva rejects, says anything that can connote a large number or a small number, if you asserted the large number, you didn't assert, we have no proof to say so. If you asserted the small number, you've asserted. Hani, Rabbi Yudim, the Seir, Oime, Shtei Midois, Achas, Kale, Vachas, Sheina Kale, Hakol Moidim, Bemida Kale, Vei Moidim, Bemida Sheina Kale. The writer of Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira said that if there are two measures, one of them which finishes before the matter you want to measure, and one of them which does not finish, means it exceeds the matter you want to measure, everyone measures with a measure that finishes and not with a measure that does not finish. Rabbi Nechemya v'chima bar hakosul liftoyach oilin oil loy balin oil liftoyach. Rabbi Nechemya said that does the pasuk come to open or to close, means explain or conceal. It doesn't come to close, rather it comes to open and to explain. Im oimeh Yomim asor ena ela mea ela masayim ela elef ela riboy ukshataim yomim shnayim pasachta. If you say that yomim is 10, perhaps it's rather 100 or 200 or 1,000 or 10,000. When you say that yomim is 2, you explain it precisely. Vimana ama mishum vabiyuda yomim shnayim yocho yomim harbe mubim hein alek vanem rabim ha loidibe el haviyomim uotim. The man quoting of Yudah said that Yomim is 2, perhaps Yomim is many. If it's many, it already says Rabim. Rather, Yomim is few, how much is it? I say that it's 2. Rabim is the next word in the Pasuk. Gimel, Yochol Rabim Asor, Amar Yomim Vama Rabim, Ma Yomim Yud Yomim Shnayim, Af Rabim Yud Rabim Shleisha. Rabim means 3, perhaps Rabim is 10. It says Yomim and it says Rabim. So just like Yomim, the minimum of Yomim is 2, also Rabim, the minimum of Rabim is 3. Yocho Shnayim v'Gimel Harei Chamisha. Maybe it means I had 2 for Yomim and 3 for Rabim, making a total of 5. V'chinema Yomim v'Rabim, v'lai lo nema ela Yomim Rabim. Haketzat harabim halalu yu merubim al shnayim v'kamehain havayimeh gimel. The Gemara rejects that. It doesn't say yomim v'rabim, it says yomim rabim. How do I expound this? These rabim are more than two. How many are there? Are they? They are three. Va'ochu b'nei Aaron yachol me'ah. The Gemara suggested that the phrase va'ochu b'nei Aaron refers perhaps to 100 kohanim who offer an oil on the mizbeach. But it says, Va'arach ha-koyen oisam, which is in the singular. I va'arach ha-koyen oisam, yochal yehi-koyen echad, erich eskola yivorim. But perhaps from the phrase, Va'arach ha-koyen oisam, that the koyen arranges them, teaches that one koyen arranges all the limbs. But the pasuk says, Va'arachoy, which is plural. Okay, so how do we resolve this? Koyen echad, erich shnei yivorim, v'kamehen yivorim, asor, ve'echad, Bekorvayim, Nimsa Hatzle, Oile, Beshisha, Divya Bishmol. Bishmol says, how do we resolve these? One coin arranges two limbs. How many limbs are there? There are 10. And one coin takes the innards. It turns out 6 take the lamb. Rekiva Oime, Ba'ochu, Shnaim, Bnei Aaron, Shnaim, Akoyhanim, Shnaim, Velamed, Shatzle, Oile, Beshisha, Akoyhanim, Rabbis, and Akrochim, Divya, Rabbi Yehuda. Rekiva says, Ba'ochu teaches 2 Kohanim, Bnei Aaron teaches 2, Akoyhanim teaches 2, this teaches the 6 kohanim take a lamb. The hay in the ha kohanim includes even the bald kohanim, even though normally they don't serve. So says the Yehuda. V'aloi beben ha-bokor ha-kosu medabe. Ma, she say ra'is, loima, kershacha ha-kosu medabe. The Gemara asks that the posuk discusses an ox. Why do you say that it discusses the tamid? Shimon ba'aba, v'yuchim v'shem v'yanai, ne'ma kan aricha, ne'ma la'lan, v'orach, she say aleha o'ila, the Gemara answers that Shimon bar Abba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan and quoting Rabbi Yonah, said, it says here, Aricha, and it says later, V'arach aleha ha'oila. Just like the Aricha below is in the morning, is the morning Tomid, also Aricha here is the morning Tomid. Ulo bar Shmuel b'shem v'loza, einu tzorech, v'mash v'shenem v'ochoi, einon yoidim shen shnayim, v'adoresh v'ochoi, Shnayim, Bnei Aaron Shnayim, Akohanim Shnayim, V'tani Kein, Ein Lecha Koidim L'Tomit Shoshacha, Elek Teiris Olvad. The second answer is Ula Bar Shmuel, quoting Rabbi Elazar, you don't need a Kazir Shor to teach that it discusses the morning Tomit. Well, since it says Va'ocho, Ochoi, I know that there are two. You expound Va'ocho is two, Bnei Aaron is two, Akohanim is two, and it was taught that no Akhtorah precedes the morning Tomit, except for the Keteiris, which is on the inner Mizbeach, not on wood. The pasuk va'ocho concludes al ha'etzim. This implies it's the first matter on the wood, meaning the morning tomid. Yecholim heim gimel la'aloisei v'lamna ayel karev yud aleph le'kedei la'asois pumbi. 3 could offer a ram. Why is it offered with 11? For publicity. Avon zikisoren amri mipnei ma par karev b'choftale k'dei la'asois pumbi l'dava al shem ha'beis elokim na'alech v'rogesh. Avonon of Kisari said that why is the bull offered through 24? It's for publicity, and as we have from the Pasuk, to the house of Hashem, let us go with feeling. Va'at doresh va'ochu shnayim b'nei Aaron shnayim akehanu shnayim mikan leparasha yochid sheikar v'shisha. What do you expound? Va'ocho is 2, b'nei Aaron is 2, and akehanu is 2. This is for an individual's ox that is offered through 6, and not for the sibbeth offered through 24. Hanalach perek v'rishonah.